Welcome to This Is Not a Green Room, the podcast where we sit down with friends and comedians of the New York Comedy Club. We talk about life, we talk about comedy, we talk about weird stuff that happened. Today we have as our guests the lovely Ankara and Shauna from the Gone Girls.
Hello!
Yeah. And I don't know if you were listening last week, Scott is not with us, although I do nominate him to completely replace me even when I'm not sick, because that is...
No.
Scott is banned. Scott is banned.
I'm really glad Rachel just ripped the microphone from Amy's hand as she was mid-sentence.
He's banned. He totally broke employer-employee, like code.
She's only saying that because Scott said Rachel's last name.
Like five times.
But it's been bleeped out on the... Oh, you didn't want to listen? Jesus Christ.
All right, well, the usual three of us are here, Nick, Rachel, and Amy, if you hadn't figured that out already.
Next episode, Scott will be divulging everyone's home addresses.
Yeah. We got four queens and a joker here. I've been sitting on that one all day.
Three guys play poker right here.
This is the poker room.
The poker room, okay.
Yeah, we're getting wild. Hey!
Hey-o.
What is that? A full house? A flush?
That's four. That's
four
five
of a kind,
actually.
Five of a kind.
Yeah, because the Joker's wild.
Boom.
So we're five queens today, ladies.
You can't five have queen. Five of anything. That's
I know.
Not a hand.
If you're playing with Jokers, yes, sure.
Yes.
Oh. I don't know what we're talking about, except that I'm a queen.
I'll tell you what. I did not expect a podcast with four ladies and myself to go this deep into poker. That's for sure.
Well, you took it there.
Yeah. We don't have to go there. It's fine.
All right.
Well, we were talking about...
we could just laterally make a shift.
I didn't want to talk about poker.
Change topic to actually here. Well, I also would like to know about what comedy is like in Uruguay and why you're there.
Oh, yeah.
So I went there to shoot a commercial.
Oh.
And I tried to get up on stage there, but they don't have a lot of stand-up in Uruguay.
Oh, is that how you say it?
Well, that's how they say it, I asked. But everyone else in the world, including me, says Uruguay. So I don't know what the comedy is like there. They said that they don't have a lot of stand-up. There's a lot of improv, actually. She said there's an improv boom happening.
I'm moving to Uruguay.
I was in Montevideo. She said in Montevideo there's a big improv boom, but not a lot of stand-up. So... cool. I don't know how to answer your question.
You know what it is? I think I saw your post of like, hey, anybody know any good rooms or something? I tried.
I see people do that.
Yeah. Place. Everyone goes to Uruguay this time of year.
I think we own UruguayComedyClub.com.
I'm sure you do.
Emilio bought it because he's the only one that responded to my post.
Yep. That makes a lot of sense. A lot of sense.
Anytime I name a new location, Emilio's like, I'm going to see if that exists.com.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, he gave me a code.
Yeah. This is real inside baseball for the 35 people who have ever produced a show at New York Comedy Club. Sorry for everybody else.
Right. It's definitely inside, but I was ready to go there. I was like, well, I'm in a pretty big cast and crew right now. I'll bring him to a fucking show and
make
in
a
Uruguay.
Show. You're like, this is the comedy club. It's actually just the trailer where the one guy does his thing. Yeah. Now it's a comedy club.
Yeah.
That'll be $15.
Yeah. And five goes
shovel
to
in
me.
Shauna's shoveling the money while she's shooting a commercial. She did a pop-up room in a bar show.
It was crazy.
Didn't you learn how to say the Gone Girls in Spanish?
Yeah. Los chicas desparachidos.
That sounds like the Desperate Girls.
Yeah.
Right?
The Desperate Girls that eat Cheetos.
Yes.
Which
is
go
actually
hand in hand.
A more accurate name for us. The Desperate Girls
that eat Cheetos.
Yeah, sponsored by Cheetos.
Cheetos.
Always got to get
somebody
that sponsorship.
Cheetos.
Oh my God, that would be
I'll
amazing.
Tweet at them. Don't worry about it.
Where are the interns?
So Shauna does stand up, and Ankara, you mostly focus on improv.
Yes.
Right?
Improv and sketch. I do a little bit of stand up, but mostly improv and sketch, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Shauna, have you ever done improv or sketch besides your Gone Girls sketch at every episode?
Yes.
We'll talk about that in a minute.
Tons of sketches, a lot of that. And I studied improv a long, long time ago before there was like the improv boom that has happened here in New York and everywhere else. I studied with Gary Austin.
1929, right?
Yeah, in 1929. Actually, I think it was 1925.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah. It was at the turn of the century. The last century. And I studied with Gary Austin, who started the Groundlings in LA. And then I studied with Michael Gelman from Second City. I mean, this is like serious old school. For Gary's like dead. That's how long ago this was. And I think Michael Gelman is still teaching. So I studied and did a bunch of improv back then. And but now I just I focus on acting and stand up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we do sketches together. We do videos. Mm-hmm. Not just on the podcast, but we do Instagram videos.
Mm-hmm. And they're funny as shit. You should check them out.
They're fun.
Yeah.
We have a lot of fun shooting them.
Yeah.
And editing them.
Yeah.
And laughing at the outtakes.
Well, yeah. Ridiculous. What's it like to come up with the sketch ideas as someone who is a stand-up brain and someone who's a sketch improv brain? Because it's drastically different. Mm-hmm. I mean, funny's funny, but like when you're coming up with ideas, do you guys like find each other like arguing like, no, I think it'd be funnier if we did it this way, or no, it'd be funnier this way, or is it just like
no, the only thing we've ever argued about is when I wrote something where I had the person say cunt, and Ankara was like, I'm not comfortable with that. And then that was all we talked about. The whole episode was cunt. We said cunt 100 bajillion times.
Yeah, I gotta play the game.
Yeah, that was all that we otherwise, we just say, is it funny or not?
What about derivatives of cunt? Like cunty or like... I like to say cunt burger.
No, I'm not against people saying it. I just don't want to have to say it.
Is someone at the door?
That's the doorbell. We were going to just like kind of gloss over it, but since we brought it up, yes, that's the doorbell.
Oh, who's here?
Domino's. Another sponsor.
If you say cunt enough times, the doorbell rings. That's I was like, what's happening?
That's the edit. That's the edit. Yeah.
Great. Here we go again. Nightmare is coming true again.
It's a beautiful word.
By the way, I feel like we've got podcast inception happening right now. Like, it's almost like you guys are just having an episode of your podcast in the middle of our podcast.
Yeah,
and I'm not mad about it.
Hey,
let me see.
Oh no.
Hey, Scott just walked in.
Scott, hey, you're banned. Your band.
We're in the middle of the podcast. I
thought it was 2:00. It's okay.
Hi.
Anywho.
Yes. So, but is he normally part of the podcast?
No, he's been on. He's been on 2 episodes.
Oh, I see.
And both times I've been a little nervous releasing them.
Oh.
But he's right when he says like it is a comedy podcast. Like we just got done saying the word cunt.
Yeah.
Who gives a shit? It's a comedy podcast.
True that.
And it's like sometimes Scott says things to be funny and it's like, oh, I don't know. Because everyone's so uptight. And I'm uptight when I'm like, I don't know if we can release this because you said comedy. The word black. I'm like, oh, and it's like, relax. It's comedy.
Yeah.
And if you do piss anyone off, thanks for the listen. Like, we need all the help we can get. So who gives a shit?
Nice.
Cunt, 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 black cunt. You know, like whatever.
Oh, shit.
There it is.
I've turned a new leaf, ladies.
We need Nick on the podcast.
We do.
We can really dive into see you on time.
All right, here we go.
Here we go. She
spelled
what,
it out.
What do you dislike about the word? Is it just hard? It just sounds harsh, or is it just?
Well, okay. So I think the way I mean, I just
pop your collar when you say it again. Okay. And what makes you uncomfortable?
It's not like I'm. I just don't like my parents and my nephews and nieces listen to my podcast and like I don't say cunt in a regular way. So if I'm like fucking cunt, cunt, I'm like it's just not true to who I am and how I talk. So
it's
I'm
not
like,
on brand. For
yeah,
you.
It's not really my cup of tea.
But you guys were. Is it because you just said it or was it in a sketch?
It was in a sketch.
Yeah.
It was in a sketch, but then it was
aggressive.
We show each other the sketches sometimes to see whether or not we think it's funny. And I showed it to her and she was like, I'm not comfortable. That's how in my head she sounds. I'm not comfortable with the word cunt. I was like, the woman we were interviewing is someone who like literally says cunt on a regular. In fact, she has a website called cunt. So I was like, it's
cunt.com. I think Emilio owns that too.
Now 2 people own it.
All right.
Oh, God.
So it felt very like, you know, it wasn't like I was asking something of somebody who would be uncomfortable saying it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we cold read the sketch and with the person on the podcast. Anyway, so Ankara was just Ankara. I forgot what I'm talking about. I'm sorry.
Anyway,
I mean, we can get off the word. Like,
no, it doesn't make me uncomfortable. I was just like, I don't really want to like say this. It wasn't a big deal. I was like, "Do you, is it okay if we just change it or something?"
Oh, that's it. And it my art-
and
artistic
then we made it a big deal.
Yeah,
and
my
like, okay, here we go.
My artistic integrity was like, "I wrote it. I think it's funny. Yeah. I don't want to change it."
Yeah.
Well, so it
can
I
be,
did it.
It can be that that word is like if it's overused for no reason, it's like you're just trying too hard.
Well, so that's the thing. So it's not really cunt or like a bad word, you know, because it's not like I don't say bad words. It's
I should have brought the sketch
fuck
with
shit,
me.
Cunt all the time. That's not funny to me, and it's not interesting, and it's not unique. People say it when they're pissed. Like, what's the real funny thing? And are you hitting that, like with sketch and and how things are written? Are you hitting the funny thing? Mm-hmm. If the sketch is about the word cunt, then that's funny. But if it's just thrown in, and I'm not talking about Shauna's thing, I'm just talking about in
obviously
general.
It was funny.
Right. But like when I see some comics that are like every other, it feels like a tick. It's like, it's like, oh fuck. Or, like, so it's like,
it's
if
filler.
It doesn't like make it important, make your words, every word should count.
Exactly. That's,
so
that's
how
that's,
I feel about
that's
it.
That's great. The first stand-up joke I ever wrote was basically just for me to say the word cunt.
Yeah.
And it was, the joke was, it's so bad. I'm not saying it for laughs, but the joke was like, there's a thing called Lipitor. It's like for your cholesterol or something. Yeah. But like the word Lipitor sounds like something you'd call a girl with a gigantic cunt. And it was like, I would do that joke and I'd like laugh at it myself. I'm like, that's fucking funny. And everyone's like, dude, no, like, stop it.
Is that like, your opening joke?
Yeah. It was like, I was like, I had, we like, in this was back in Pittsburgh, our open mics would be shows. And it was like, there were like two old ladies sitting in the audience. The only audience members we've had in 2 weeks, and I'm up there going, ah, cunts, ah! Yeah. And I was like, could you be professional a little bit, please?
Yeah.
And you know, it's how you learn. It's how you learn in the
it's
game.
Like, well, there's that phase too, I think, for a lot of young comics, particularly men, where they think fuck you is a punchline.
Right.
Like, here's a whole story, build up premise, here's some things that happen. Fuck you. Yeah. And you're like, that's not a
Oh, that's that great though. I
delivery.
Think that's fantastic.
Great. Fuck you.
Amy, if you ever decide to get on the stage, I think that's your act.
Yeah.
Well, here is my act. It's clearly going to be my closer. although I don't know how it's going to follow humping the stool and then 3 minutes on how embarrassing it is that my family is on Facebook, why I hate glass paper straws, and how confused I am about transgender bathrooms.
Yeah. So
that is my type five right now.
There you go.
I always keep a little Rolodex in my head of what I call like the current hack five. Parents on Facebook
Ooh,
is
like
getting
that.
Pretty old, but like. There's those.
That sounds like something.
Have you thrown out your Uber driver material?
Oh, I mean, you know, I genuinely don't want Uber drivers to talk to me. So I feel like it's really flying too close to the sun to make it a joke. You're just like asking for it.
I got in this Uber car the other day and he started talking to me and I was like, fuck you.
Oh my God.
You dumb cunt. Fuck you, you cunt.
Cunt.
I wonder how you say cunt in Spanish.
Cunt.
Conte?
Cunt.
No, it'd be las contas. Well, it's not masculine. Or it's not masculine.
Is it Czech like conta or conta?
Oh, cuenta.
Cuenta, that's it. Okay, yeah, that was my problem is I definitely.
It's probably some long like da 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 da. And it just equates to cunt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna take a nap.
All right. Well, okay. I'm gonna make it just a sharp left turn right now.
And, I think we should. I think we should.
I think it's time. Podcast.
So, So you guys are doing a show with us for New York Comedy Festival.
Yeah, we're so excited.
Is this the second or the third year you guys have done this for the festival?
This is our first year in the festival.
Oh, I thought you did it last year too.
Nope.
No,
never. Yeah. Isn't that exciting?
Yep, well, I manufactured a credit for you guys.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, explain the show. What's it all going to be about? Is it just stand up? Are you guys going to do some improv or anything? Or is it just...
We're going to literally do our podcast live, but we're going to have an opener, a comic open, a comic close. And in the middle, we'll do our regular podcast. And our guest is Marina Franklin.
So funny.
We'll interview. Yeah. If you guys don't know Marina, she's great.
Google it.
Marina was actually one of the comics at the comic strip when I was selling tickets that was always there.
Yeah.
So I know Marina's entire catalog.
Yeah.
Because I was selling her to the people. people were buying tickets.
We do, because her jokes are so funny.
Were you there back in the day when Emilio and Scott were there?
Yeah, that's why I'm sitting here right now.
Oh, but we never met then.
I guess not.
Oh, how funny. Okay. Well, anyway, well, I'm glad we met now.
Right.
I was just trying to think. I was like, why didn't we? And I was drinking then. Who the hell knows?
I know. I was pretty old school.
Like 10 years ago?
Do you remember?
Probably about 10 years ago, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Right when I moved to New York. So we're looking at 10 years.
Yeah, I had just gotten sober. So maybe I just wasn't hanging out in the back anymore because I was actually going home.
Well, that makes a lot of sense because if you were sober, I was not. We were probably not in the same room.
We just missed each other like two ships in a night.
I was in the Upper East Side last night and I was having like all these flashbacks of all those bars we used to promote for. I'm like, oh my God, I used to get blacked out here. I used to get blacked out there. Jeez. Walk down Second Avenue. I'm like, I don't even know if I'm allowed on the street anymore. But anyways. Right?
That's how I feel. I used to be like, I used to meet my pot dealer here. Yeah. And then I used to have him meet me here. And in Queens, I would call him and he'd be like, call you when I get there. And he would just drive me. And I'd get in the van and buy the pot.
God.
Yeah.
So different. Now they're like Disney. They come with backpacks and they're like, hey, they just come to your apartment.
So sketchy. Meanwhile, what the fuck was I doing? I would be working sometimes. I would get out in my little apron, hop in his van, put it in my apron and go back to work.
Your pot?
What the fuck?
This comic strip or Caroline's? Or
comic strip.
Dude, your pot dealer sounds like a Coke dealer. Not that I know Coke. But
I mean,
like,
maybe he was
like
also
anything.
A Coke dealer. And you would open
Coke
the van.
Dealer would do.
He was also.
Right? The van door would open and it would be like three guys. And I was such an addict that I was like, fuck it. They have the drugs.
Yeah, I've seen those videos.
You've seen those videos.
Yeah. Rachel, you've never. No.
Have
all right.
Not been on Pornhub?
Yeah. You don't know. Oh. You don't know what the bang
you
bus
know,
is?
I've never watched a porn.
You've never watched
a
porn?
Never
Jesus
watched
Christ.
Porn before.
What?
I mean, Ankara, there's a lot of Rachel never dones that will surprise you.
Okay.
I find that more shocking than me getting in a van with three sketchy dudes.
You're okay with the C word, but you've never watched. Wait, are you okay with the C word?
Yeah, I don't.
She says cunt burger. You didn't hear?
But you've never watched a porn?
No.
Did you guys already go into this? Because I'm so curious.
Well, it's because I don't do the M word either, so.
What's the M word? What the?
You don't? Shut up. Wait.
What, motherfucker?
Oh,
no,
masturbate.
No,
she doesn't masturbate.
Wait, so in order for you to have an orgasm, you have to have sex with another person?
Yeah,
Wow. Shauna just said, and I quote, in order to have an orgasm, you have to have sex with another person?
I really enjoyed that.
You mean there has to be two of you?
I'm just saying, there's a lot of alone time that we have as people traveling.
Why do I do this to myself? I don't understand.
No, that's what we're asking you. Why don't you do this to yourself?
Yeah. I was just thinking that. Yeah. Wait, is it a Catholic thing?
No, I'm half a Jew. Yeah, I'm like.
Oh, you're just not into it.
I covered this at camp. I mean, right? Like,
have you tried and you got bored?
I've never tried.
Okay, you should try.
I've never even tried. It's like a block kind of a thing. Okay. Like, whereas like, I feel like I can't.
Oh, you already like set yourself up for failure before you even tried. Yeah. You're like, it's probably not going to happen. I don't believe it can happen. So I'm going to try.
I know that I suck at this. I know it.
Up, down, left, right, left, right, up, down. Wait, what was it again?
Don't try to cross the finish line. Just start the race.
Remember that Friends episode? Did you guys watch Friends? Oh, yeah. Monica's telling us. She's like, one, two, three.
Seven.
Yeah. Anyway, can we switch topics?
I feel like we should be drinking Cosmos right now. This is like Sex in the City episode.
Also, wait, I would just like to a fun little Friends thing that makes me think of is that was years before the Monica Chandler romance like happened. Don't you think? I hope he remembered that so that when they started dating, she could be like, I already told you how to do this.
That's how they got married, I guess, right?
That would have been a great callback. Yeah.
Anyway,
missed
we
out.
Were talking about your show.
Yes, November 7th at 7.
Yeah, November 7th at 7 p.m. at the OG New York Comedy Club in Gramercy. Yeah, Matt
Super
Richards.
Excited. Matt Richards from HQ Trivia. And also from New York Comedy Club because hilarious.
Casey Balsham.
Yes,
Casey's and Marina Franklin. And
who are you gonna do the sketch with?
Well, Marina.
Okay.
So we always do it with our podcast guests. So we're gonna have Casey do stand up, and then Marina's the actual podcast guest. So we're gonna do, and we like to do it really raw. I mean, the first time we did it, we do it like real raw on stage. Like we take our, it kind of looks like we're like a bunch of idiots on stage because we want to give everybody the experience of what it is to like create our podcast.
Yeah. By raw, she means unprepared.
It's so raw.
You're going to love it. You're going to feel like you're a part of it. So that, and then we're going to have Matt close it out with us some stand-up. So improv, not like long-form improv like I do at the Pit or anything like that. It's more like, you know, conversation like we do on a podcast, conversational podcast.
And we have a format that we follow. Yes, we ask three questions of every guest.
Yes.
And then we cold read the sketch, and in between there we just talk,
find out about them.
Yeah.
Talk about what they do.
And I mean, I know Marina from back in the day. Mm-hmm. You know, we started together. I remember Marina when she was babysitting and walking to shows.
I saw you guys do this show, the same format, years ago at Caroline's, and you had Yamanika as your guest.
Yeah, that was
the first
awesome.
Time I've ever experienced Yamanika, and I was on
she's
the ground.
So good,
I was on
right?
the ground. You three
she
were just like
it
was so funny.
Thank you.
And it was just I was like, oh my god, this is hilarious. So like the idea that you guys are doing the show again with Marina at the club during the festival, it's I'm looking forward to it. It's gonna be good.
Yeah, and like it's gonna be a smaller room because Caroline's is huge, and we sold it out, and it was a great experience.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was. I mean, I almost lost my mind promoting that.
She
show.
Did. That was so crazy. We raised thousands and thousands of dollars for cancer research. Oh, wow. And then 2 weeks later, I found out I had cancer. And I was like, I'm so glad that we were nice to people who had cancer. That was a good choice that we did that.
Yeah. Seriously.
That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy? I was like, oh.
It was wild.
Yeah.
And then,
it was a good show.
So I'm excited to do it in a smaller space and a little more intimacy to see how that feels because it'll feel like even more.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just, you know, I think.
So buy tickets.
Yeah.
11/7 right at 7.
11/7 at 7.
Yes.
24th Street.
Yeah.
Gonna be good. Where do you guys get the sketches from? Who writes them?
We both do.
Collab? Or is it like a surprise?
No, 1 week I write it, 1 week she writes it. And then it's always, it's not totally a surprise for each other because we do send it to each other to make sure it's sort of funny.
Usually like 10 minutes before the podcast.
And sometimes I send Ankara the sketch and she writes me back instantly and goes, oh my God, it's so funny. And I'm like, she didn't just fucking read that. I know she didn't because she reads slowly.
I do read slow.
And then the next day she'll be like, oh my God, I didn't even read it. And I'm like, I know you didn't read it.
But good job writing it. You know, you completed a task. That's impressive.
I like that you kept mine so safe. Because I talked to Emilio afterwards and he was like that you asked about me and like what, and some of the things he said were like, ooh.
Yeah, you know, I don't like to make guests uncomfortable.
No, but
you know what I mean?
Fine.
Like some people, like my biggest fear, I think when I first got invited to do a podcast years ago, before I even started doing stand up, I was nervous about being like attacked on it. And because I've seen it, I've heard it. And I'm like, oh God, like people invite you to their podcast and then they like take a total different turn and they like attack you or like talk about stuff you want to talk about.
Attack you how? Like emotionally?
Well, just like ask uncomfortable questions that some people don't like, they don't care if that's what you don't want to talk about. They will actually, they'll be like, so what do you want to talk about? And then like have you on the podcast and they talk about exactly what you didn't want to talk about. Mm. Like and people get pissed off and it happens.
Because controversy sells. It's essentially clickbait for the show.
Right.
So it's like, oh, we know you don't want to talk about this, so surprise.
Yeah.
TMZ here. Like, what the fuck? I didn't want to talk about this.
So that was one of my biggest fears going on podcast. So I always like to make sure our guests
feel comfortable. Side note, do you think my car is still going to be there when I get out of here?
I don't know. Shauna didn't even put her car in a garage. She
I parked it at a mechanic.
That's probably who
his name is Howie.
It's probably who was ringing the doorbell.
He was like $15 and I was like, I'll take it. And he was like, are you okay? And I was like, emotionally? And he was like, no, are you okay with paying me the $15?
Oh my God. Did you just sell your car to him for
$15? I don't know.
Oh my God.
I think I gave it to him for free. There was nowhere to park. I would still be driving around right now. I asked so many people where to park. Finally, I pulled in there and I was like, what am I supposed to do with my car? And he was like, I'll take it.
Pulled in where?
Like maybe not parking-y.
I'm like either way too trusting, yeah, apparently.
You are. Yeah, you got in a van with three men.
I got in a van with three men. I just went to South America and didn't know what the fuck I was doing.
And got stuck in Chile on the way back with all the riots, right? Mm-hmm. You were like stuck in the airport. Oh my God. Like,
yeah, we flew into Chile and we got there and they were like, all flights are canceled and you can't leave the airport. We're in a state of emergency. It was like, we were like, what?
Oh my God.
Yeah. And we all just, me and the four other American actors just stayed together in a little spot and the airport was freezing.
How long were you stuck there?
Over 24 hours.
Oh.
Or no, like 16 hours, I guess.
That's still a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the Chile airport look like?
Like any other airport. There was nothing open.
Was there a Chili's in there?
TGI Fridays. TGI Fridays.
I feel like they're missing a great opportunity there.
Yeah, it was crazy. I've never slept overnight in an airport before. Have you guys ever done that? Oh, no. You have? I was like, now I'm living.
Yeah.
This is life. Yeah. I've slept overnight in an airport.
I got stuck in the airport for 9/11 for 2 days straight.
Oh, yeah. Which airport?
It was in Florida. I was going to visit family and I was coming back and they wouldn't. Like they kept boarding us on planes and then keeping us on there for like 3 hours. And then we're like, oh no, sorry, we lied.
I'd freak out.
I hate that.
And I just remember there was like a point where my hair was like this, like all crazy, and I was like distraught. And then Miami Dolphins start walking by, and I'm like, oh God. And I was like, they were so
hi,
hot.
Guys.
I was like, hey. I was like, fuck.
How'd you know they were the Miami Dolphins?
I mean, They had like uniform stuff on and they could like, they were like hot. Like,
that could have just been hot dudes who like the Dolphins.
Any hot guys.
It was just like, it was more than two black guys together. Like, that must be a football team.
Oh, controversy.
There we go.
There it is.
Well, I'm glad you're back safe.
Oh, me too. Woo. It was crazy.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Oh, it was fun though. I have to say, it did remind me of 9/11. I was like, oh, because I lived here when 9/11 happened, and it had that same like feeling of everyone was like, are we going to be okay? What's happening? And then all the TVs where they were showing like the riots and people getting chased around by the police. And
no one's acting professional because they're scared as shit. It's like, hey, do you know how much longer? I don't know. I don't know what's happening.
No, there was no one working in the airport. Everyone had left because there was a curfew on the city. So there was like exactly two people in the airport that were all like, there's no flights. Everything's canceled. There's a curfew on the city. It's a state of emergency. So here's a blanket and a pillow.
Jeez. Really?
Yeah, that's it.
Wow.
That's it.
Who's at the janitors? Just mopping floors. No, there's no one here.
Did you get paid extra for your travel days?
That's what I was going to say.
This is considered an extra travel day. So.
Yeah, no, we did actually.
Okay, good.
Someone else I was traveling with has my same manager, and he got in touch with that person, and he was like, yeah, we get paid extra.
Okay, good.
Jesus.
Yeah. I mean, whatever. It's a hard way to make a few a few hundred dollars, but fuck it.
I got a story.
So how long have you guys been doing your podcast now?
3 years.
Yep, 3 years.
I love every minute of it.
Oh.
We started out with on Car's laptop.
Yeah.
We were just talking into the laptop.
We were both like bent over into the speaker.
I
couldn't afford podcast equipment. And then like a little bit, I'm like, all right, the sound needs to get better. And Emilio was like, Scott's like, he can't listen to it. The sound's horrible. I'm like, I don't have thousands of dollars to invest in something that I'm not sure if I'm gonna like it or whatever.
Yeah.
And after like, I'd say 15 episodes, we're like, okay, we can improve on the sound now. Like
we got that ball.
Yeah.
We
got the snowball.
Yeah.
And then I'd plug it into the computer. And then
do you guys record in the car?
We are such fucking cheapskates. We bought a $15 snowball. We felt like we could commit to that.
$65. We got the high end one.
It was $65.
Oh, that was your half. Oh.
Was $65
and shipping?
I don't even remember.
Yeah, I do.
And we do split everything that way. I mean, you owe me $13.59. Okay, I Venmo'd you $13.59.
I call it thrifty.
We record in the car all the time. It's great sound.
It is great sound. And Shauna drives in from out of
you know, Westchester.
Westchester.
She
so
doesn't even know where I fucking live
like
anymore.
Well, I think, like, I think, I think Sean, like,
for, you can't visibly see this is just an audio podcast, but it was funny to watch Ankara like just be like, she drives in from, and then she had this quizzical look, and she goes, wherever.
I didn't want to say where you live. Oh, is that, because there's so many people are going
to
fucking come find me in Westchester.
Upstate, you know what I mean? But I didn't want to be at like 13.
Well, I feel like Westchester's vague enough. So, yeah. I mean, you again, you got in a van with three guys. So I feel like whoever's listening right now is less dangerous.
I got bad. I have bad news for you, though. I think Shauna just sold your podcast studio for $15 to some guy on the street.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
oh,
I'm sure we'll get it back. Somehow.
I took a picture of him. I did. I was like, can I take your picture real quick? He's like, sure, let me get you my business card.
Do you have wait, you have the card right now?
Yeah.
Can I see it?
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
I mean, listen,
was this in a was it in a garage or just some guy on the street?
No, no. He's a mechanic. Yeah. Yeah, a fixing garage.
You know the crazy people on the streets in New York?
Yes.
And you like ignore them because you just know. Like when you're a New Yorker, you know they're crazy. You can just feel it, right? So you're like, you see it coming and you're like, all right, head down, keep walking, keep going. Whenever I'm walking with Shauna, she somehow attracts them and gets into like a conversation with them. I turn around, I'm like, what? Why are you talking to the crazy person? Well, I don't know. They asked me for 50 cents because they wanted to get a coffee. And I thought, well, you know, they're probably need. I'm like, Shauna.
Okay. Yes, I am a psycho magnet. However, I'm also a nice person magnet.
Yeah.
Nice people help me.
You may get your car back with hydraulics. I'm looking at this card right now. It's Carlos and Anam. The business is Crescent Auto Repair, which is a nice anagram for car. So they're pretty smart. Crescent Auto Repair, also known as car. Yeah.
It also looks like they might be smuggling drugs in your car when you
leave. For sure.
I'm all right with that.
He's going to be like, you get your car back, but first you drive to this address and wait there 15 minutes. Don't look out the back window.
Meet three
don't look
guys
in the rear view.
In your car. Yeah.
Where have you been last 10 years? You guys, welcome back to my life.
Hey, Weed Apron. Welcome back.
Hey, Weed Apron. Hey. His name was Roots. The guy. The
Roots?
The guy, the weed. Oh, maybe I shouldn't have just said
that's
that.
That's okay. That's not his legal name.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, right.
And I don't think Roots is listening. If you are.
Yeah, the cops aren't. I mean, it's not like there's a detective in the back. He's going to this board and he's listening to the podcast and he puts one more thumbtack in.
Roots. Upper East Side Roots. We got him. I knew a drug dealer named Sweat. There's nothing about that. Just weird. It's like, oh, you're going to want to find some sweat. I'm like, ew. Yeah, but never forgot his name.
What
so
kind of drugs? The good
shitty
kind?
Ones.
Oh, the bad, yeah. The bad kind.
Sweaty. No, just not very good. I mean,
slutty?
They weren't
slutty drugs.
Slutty drugs. Yes, roofies.
What are
roofies?
Are the slutty drugs.
Roofies.
Oh.
Sweaty. He said Nick's from Pittsburgh, so he doesn't talk right.
I don't enunciate very well. And just to clarify, they weren't for me. Like
you,
I wasn't.
You
the
weren't
one
roofying.
Buying. No, I wasn't buying any of the drugs.
You were just being a mule.
I was just I was just there when we got introduced
he never
to sweat.
He never said slutty.
Oh,
Ankar can't get past the slutty thing.
I can get past it. Look, I'm past it. You said slutty, though, right?
I said sweaty. Okay. I might have said slutty.
But slutty drugs did capture your imagination.
Yeah, because I was like, ooh, let's talk about slutty drugs.
Slutty
well,
drugs.
I mean,
what are
ecstasy,
they?
Molly. I hear, what's the other one that
Coke?
I hear like meth can make you pretty horny.
Yes.
Wow. So can tequila.
Yeah. Which is weird.
Yeah.
Meth to me is the weirdest drug. It's I don't understand it at all.
I know. When I did
it makes
it,
you
it wasn't,
pick, it makes you pick your skin off. It makes you grind your teeth down. You're up. It's like it's a amphetamine.
Super tweaky.
Yeah.
You're like,
wah, wah, wah. But then you hear all these stories of people like, yeah, we're going to do meth and go have sex. Like that's the whole date. And I'm like, that doesn't sound fun at all.
But when you're in New Mexico and have nothing else to do.
True.
I guess that's an option.
It's also like just highly addictive, which is how you go from to like, I'm just ripping my face off. I just peel my skin off.
Oh my God.
I have a hard enough time not picking my scabs as is.
Isn't that fun? Like what?
It's drugs.
The
other
part
makes you
of
feel
it
great.
Is fun. Not the, and then you just happen. It's like alcohol is fun. And then sometimes you throw up the next day.
Sometimes.
But
come on, let's be real here every time.
But then you keep drinking alcohol. I mean, mostly. Some people figure out how to stop, but you know what I mean? Like every drug has a downside and like meth is so heavily addictive that people like
it doesn't even occur to them like, oh, if like I could stop doing this and then I could stop grinding my teeth down to nothing. Yeah. You know, like it's just there's all part of the
it's
whole.
Like, it's like, you know how they like heroin, like yeah. you see it in the movies, like the second they taste it, they're like, it's like you keep chasing it. I think yeah. that's how addictive meth is.
Yeah. And it looks awesome. You don't though. Have time like, to even the heroin.
Like, oh, heroin looks pretty cool.
Looks awesome. I wish I could do that all the time. But
really?
Yeah, just be completely numb and relaxed and not give a shit about anything.
But like they pass out, don't they?
Like, do you ever see those guys that have the gangsta lean? Like, they just like this and yeah. they just never fall.
Yeah.
It is crazy.
No, I would be on a couch.
Whippets. Like, I remember being explained yeah. whippets in high school. I was like, wait. So you're telling me that you suck something out of some metal thing that you don't know what it really is. You pass out for 30 seconds and then you wake up and you're not high anymore. What's the point of this?
And
you
like butt hurts.
Oh, your butt hurts. You wake up and your butt hurts.
Wow, he got in fast. Oh my God.
Yeah, but the best part about whippets is you get to hear this noise. Wah, 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 wah.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, you've done this. Clearly.
Yeah, it's not fun.
I mean, I think everyone did in eighth grade.
Yeah.
Like that was to me, whippets were that was like I don't understand anyone over the age of 13 that does them.
Yeah.
But I do get it as like a weird peer pressure thing. Because that's also that age right. where you do that weird thing where like mm-hmm. did you ever do the thing at slumber parties where you'd like bend over
and then you
go up and someone pushing yeah, and you'd pat like it's just weird. Yeah. Shit you do when you're that age.
Because
yeah.
you're experiencing things that can make you feel different. And yeah. it's like,
and
oh.
like, ooh, that can really happen.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You hold your breath long enough, you get dizzy.
Yeah, and then you're with six other people who are like, well, we're all doing this. And you're like, that seems stupid, but I'll do it because I also wish to belong. And that's the phase of
the time of
child
my life.
Development I have.
I feel like I was a very boring child.
Well, you don't do the M word, so we should start slow with Rachel.
Rachel.
I'm just going to go lay down now.
It's never too late to start meth and whippets, Rachel. I'll tell ya.
This is just proof of that it being a new world now that you are getting chastised for not masturbating. Because back in the day,
that's true.
It was
God
was
going to kill you for masturbating. Yeah, true. Or you were going to go blind. You were going to get hairy
palms.
Yeah,
hairy palms.
For some reason, whenever I heard that, I always pictured hairy back of the hand, and I was like, "Well, I mean, there already kind of is hair on the back. How do you tell?"
So I'm just gonna go for it.
Which it doesn't. It never made sense to me. Like, hey, don't masturbate, or your palms will get hairy. I'm like, well, that will make it feel even better.
Ew, will it?
I mean, I don't know. When I was 13, I was just like. Huh. Smashing it into the mattress. I didn't know what I was doing. Boner smashing everything when I was a little guy.
Do you guys watch Big Mouth? Do you watch that show?
Yes.
It's so funny, the guy that fucks the pillow.
Yeah. I mean, that comes from something. Like, that's not made up out of the thin air. It's like, yeah, when you're a little dude and you don't know any better, you're
fucking a pillow.
You're trying everything.
Oh, I definitely humped a couple dressers in my day. I was like, okay, I'll try that.
Those are sharp. They have sharp corners.
Yeah, it was not the best choice. It was the best choice.
You gotta live and learn. You got a lot of trial by error. You also realize real quick that soap doesn't make a good lube. Real quick.
Ooh, yeah.
That burns.
Yeah. You know.
Rachel's looking at me like, I don't want to do any of this.
No.
And you don't have to. You don't have to do anything
you
don't want to do.
You do
yeah,
you, Rachel.
You don't, but can I just ask you one thing? Are you curious to watch porn at all? Is there any curiosity to be like, and I'm not like, because there's different kinds of porn, right?
So.
Scientifically
you
curious?
You don't have to answer. I'm just curious.
I'm not. No, it's fine. I wonder sometimes if there's like a block that I have going on. Okay. But like, I've watched. Like, if someone is like, oh, my God, you have to see this. I've seen, like, bits and pieces of stuff. Okay. But, like, I've never sat through one.
Right.
You're I mean, has like... anyone sat through a whole one?
No.
I have.
These are the best two-minute movies I've ever seen.
My boyfriend always sends them to me, and I just literally fast.
Send you them?
Yeah. It's like a love note, but
aww,
porn.
That's so sweet.
And then he'll send me a message and be like, I sent you something. And sometimes I'm like, oh, you're so annoying. And other times I'm like, oh.
He says, he's like, hey, we should try this tonight. And you're like, take your socks off. Come on, I'm not doing that. It's ridiculous.
I'll try anything.
It's funny that it actually used to freak me out. Like just porn and all that stuff when I was younger, it used to freak me out. And then I remember I had a boyfriend that was addicted to porn.
Oh.
And he wouldn't have sex with me.
Oh.
And it became like, and then I was getting like turned down. This is a deep story, but like Well, it's because he got his dick caught in his pants when he was in high school, and he had a really crazy scar on it.
Oh my God, like Something About Mary. Wait, was that the movie?
Yes.
Where the dick gets in the zipper. Oh.
And it was
traumatizing.
So he didn't want me touching it. There was no like, there was no anything.
He had like body shame issues like a teenage girl does. But
I think that porn became his like release. Like he, right, you know what I mean? Where he didn't feel judged about it or whatever. Okay. But
I accept that. Mm-hmm.
I took that real personal for like a long time because I didn't like I rationalized it later. But like
were you younger? Like or
oh, this is like at least like 12 years ago.
Okay.
So like, we were living together. So like, I would come home and he would just be like, "Nope." But like, and then it just became. It, I don't know. It was just a thing, and then I like was weirded out for a while. Mm. Like there was porn everywhere. What are you laughing at, Amy?
I'm telling you like a really
deep story. And Nick is like, it's fine. No, it's fine. So I don't know. Maybe
I'm just laughing at your heartbreaking story. I feel better when I laugh at pain.
No, it's fine. But I think that's why I kind of like never really.
Yeah.
But I'm not weirded out about it now because I'm completely aware that all guys watch it and are into it now, and that's totally fine. I feel like he used it instead of me, and that made me feel weird.
What about romance novels? Those are pretty fiery.
Yeah, but you got to read those.
My first experience of, I'd say, porn, I would say, is at a young age, like 8, reading my mom's Cosmo magazines and like the women like talking about, I can't believe this was so hot. My husband did this or my boyfriend did this. I was like, what is this? You know, I was like, what is this feeling in my body? What's happening?
I suddenly love to read.
Why are my mom's turning me on? Oh, my God.
That is so funny.
That is so funny.
Yeah, I've read some romance novels that I was like, wow.
Oh, yeah. And I read, I'm like, I'm not a slow reader with those. That's, I'm like, just get through the book so fast.
I've never
didn't know that.
One more thing I haven't done. Perfect.
Well, yeah, but that one makes a little bit more sense.
I know.
Yeah,
I was
maybe
just
start
that.
With that, Rachel.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, this all your sketches. Every sketch now Shauna writes is going to be about some pool boy.
Or like
Cara's just like, go on. What was he doing?
What was he?
Four wearing? Pool boys, because the pool's really dirty. Like filthy.
Filthy, dirty.
There's
pool.
Leaves and a chair. I don't know why there's a chair
brown
in the pool.
Stuff at the bottom.
Okay, ew.
I don't agree with that. I'm just saying for the sake of the story.
Okay. Maybe I'll give one a shot.
Yeah. Okay. Give it to yourself.
Don't get one of the weird like raptor or ghost romance novels. Just like start with something.
Oh my God,
regular.
Leah Bonema talks about that. It's so funny. Oh my God. The books she reads are wow. Yeah. Oh yeah.
All right.
But just a suggestion. You can type anything you want into Google and that porn will come up. So like you could literally be like,
I'm aware.
Oh.
Can we can that we read
like,
one?
It's like I'm
going to
help
podcast.
You.
Can we read a serpent? What's the word?
Snippet.
A snippet. Sure.
Excerpt.
A snippet and excerpt is a serpent. Can we read an expert?
Insert.
I'm done.
Insert.
All right. It was good.
Excerpt.
Excerpt
with
bloody
drums.
Can we
now
read
I want pancakes.
Jim Gaffigan.
Now you're thinking of pancakes.
Syrup.
Jim Gaffigan has a joke like that where he's like, did you ever try and write something? You're like, I'll see you tomorrow, next week. Like he can't spell it right, and so he says a different word. Sorry, that was just a buzzkill right there.
Stop.
I couldn't remember the joke entirely. Story. What?
I do that a lot. I change whole events because I can't spell a word.
Oh.
Even with, you know, you can type in anything and it corrects it for you and gives you options.
Yeah, but who cares? Who wants to be?
I can't spell restaurant.
You can't spell
so I'll
restaurant.
Just tell people like, yeah, like come to the bar. They serve food. Yeah.
Come to the bar. They
it's
serve food.
Restaurant. A U. runt, right?
That was like the one thing I was good at in school. Was I was like spelling bee champ.
Yeah, I'm a good speller as well. Do you think it's a phonics thing? Because did you have phonics?
British accent.
We're having two different conversations. Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. Who knows? Anyway,
yes,
it's been so lovely.
Oh, thank you.
We've covered your show on November 7th
yes.
at 7 p.m., 24th Street location, the New York Comedy Club, The Gone Girls, live podcast featuring Marina Franklin. And we've also covered drug use, the word cunt, and Rachel's not masturbating. That's so.
And porn.
The M word.
The M word, yeah.
The M word. Maybe next week we'll actually read a piece of a romance novel.
An excerpt.
So I don't know. We could do that. Maybe we could do that as a
if you want Patreon someone to come episode. And read it, I will be happy to come and read that excerpt insert.
Yeah.
I will do a reading.
Mm-hmm. That could be it. Know what we could do? This is now we're completely going off the rails. We could have a surprise reader. It's almost like the Masked
Ooh,
Singer.
Yeah.
And we're all sitting here. We have to listen to someone we know, but we don't know who it is at the time, read an excerpt of a romance novel, and we have to guess who it is.
Oh, that's Ooh, fun.
That's a fun game.
That is super fun.
Yeah.
I love it.
That's
a lot of work.
When you
it's
said,
a lot of work.
When you said book club, I thought you said butt plug.
Ah,
and I was like, ooh, that's a fun name for a book club. Butt plug.
Yeah, Brendan do the intro last time. I thought we were gonna go on with
Well,
this
by one. The way, the Brendan Sagalow episode is by far like the best episode we've ever had. So we'll have to have him on the podcast very soon, coming back, because Brendan killed it. So thank you, Sagalow.
I'm happy you just got to play the drums with someone.
No, the numbers don't lie. What can
all
I say?
All right.
Alrighty then.
So Brendan will be on the podcast soon.
I'd love to hear him read a piece from a romance novel.
Should we call him right now?
No, I have to go get my car.
This.
Oh, yeah.
Good luck with that.
Howie.
But Howie's name's not on the card. It's Carlos and Amin. Or
yeah.
Anam.
Well,
oh, God. Good luck.
We'll find out.
All right.
Yep. I'll be your bodyguard. It's fine.
Thanks.
Bye,
thank you so much for having us. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you for listening to This Is Not a Green Room. We are available wherever you get your podcasts, including Stitcher, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, and iTunes, as well as the Laughable app. And wherever you're listening to us, please subscribe and give us a 5-star rating so that other people can find us and love us too. You can find us online at Not a Green Room on Instagram and Twitter, and you can check out the club at New York Comedy on Twitter and NY Comedy Club on Facebook and Instagram.